Well, hello, everybody. This is the coach, Bill Sparkman. And first of all, a hearty thank you for joining the call today. As always, I know you had many options at this time, and you chose to be on this call, and I appreciate that. And I also want to thank Security National Mortgage for sponsoring today's business building session, as always. I got a hot topic for you, and that's going to be co-prospecting strategies to create better leads. What's better than a better lead? I also want to welcome our realtor partners that have joined in today on today's call that is, again, once again, geared towards co-prospecting strategies between the mortgage provider and the real estate agent. So thanks for joining in. I'm going to do my best to really focus in on the ideas and the strategies and the tools that you can use to manufacture more buyers by working together, and I think that's the key today, working together. As well as I'm going to talk about how to turn a for sale by owner and or your listings as a real estate agent into lead generation factories with the ideas and the systems that I'm going to talk about. So, you know, I think especially for our partners in the real estate business, you know, with there's plenty of inventory on the market today. Let's put it that way. And with so many listings, I know every realtor is looking at ways to protect their investment. Not every listing sells. And I'm going to give you some ideas that you can work together to protect that investment for yourself. And the only way you can really do that is really only one or two ways. Either the listing sells, that's one way, or if it doesn't sell, you generate enough business during the time it was listed, again, to protect that investment. So I'll be focusing on automated passive marketing systems, again, that are really creating qualified buyers and motivated sellers. And if you can create not only qualified buyers but motivated sellers, whether they are from a listed real estate agent property or a for sale by owner, motivated sellers actually turn into more buyers. So that's the key there. Quick objective is these are going to be some tangible systems. These are today. These are marketing campaigns that we are currently engaged in. These aren't things that worked, 6 months ago. Some of these things we've changed, like you, I'm sure some of you. You know, we're reinventing some of this marketing on the fly. The industry is changing so rapidly, as well as the strategies and tools and systems that used to be things changed yearly. Now it seems like they change daily. So the systems that I'm going to offer up will help or enhance some of those lead generation systems you're currently using. Just wanted to start off with just a couple of quick facts about the market, and not like you don't already know this, but I think it's a reminder as we really start to look in ways of growing our business and the current market in that. I really do believe that today we are engaged in the best buyer's market that I've seen in decades. Now, that's not a new aha, but what that does is it really begins to formulate our marketing plan. If it was a seller's market, which we've seen plenty of those from time to time as well, that would really dictate marketing in other avenues. It was interesting, in one of the trade magazines, I saw a cartoon yesterday. It had a real estate agent sitting at a desk across from a client, and the caption read, "Congratulations, you have finally achieved the American dream. You've sold your home." And I just thought that was pretty funny, but it goes back to current market conditions. There's inventory coming out of our inventory. Besides the short sales and the foreclosures and Home Path and First Step and HUD foreclosures and regular listings, I mean, we're not at a shortage of properties. Let's put it that way. In fact, this inventory that we're currently engaged in, we've got to find ways to absorb that as quickly as we can. And one of the ways is really finding ways to stimulate that entry-level buyer. For me, that's a must. If we can't get the entry-level buyer in, and I know that now it's become even more difficult than it was in the past to get a first-time home buyer not able to find a home. We got plenty of those, but to be able to qualify for that. But we got to find a way to get that first-time buyer going so that we can get the move-up buyer. It's kind of that entry-level buyer that starts the whole thing going. So that's a fact for today. And then regarding the ideas I'm going to talk about here in a few minutes, I really want you to find a way to pick a lane. Pick a lane. There's no room for dabbling anymore in the business today. There's too many real estate agents and mortgage loan officers that are, they get engaged in the idea of the week, and that's not what today is about. But I think you've got to pick your lane, get in it. It's called, find a niche and get rich in your niche rather than try all these new marketing ideas. So back to you're listening for and getting a nugget today. One of those nuggets I hope will be the one that you actually will be able to use. So, yeah, pick your lane and get in it. You've got too many people that are crashing all over the freeway trying everything and giving up on it in 2 days. So maybe we can make your lane a little wider today. Maybe that'll be part of it. And lastly, I think and I believe deeply that client selection may be the key today. It really boils down to one word: urgency. I don't care if it's a realtor trying to secure a listing, if you're working with a buyer, a for sale by owner. In this market today, motivation's got to be high. So client selection on our part is paramount. I mean, you've really got to find ways to pick the clients that have the same level of motivation as you do. If somebody just wants to sell their home today, that's probably not the client you're looking for. They got to really have a need, have a high purpose, especially, again, trying to sell a home in the best buyer's market we've seen in decades. So, yeah, some facts, but I think it goes back to that, analyzing the urgency and really being sure we have someone with a similar level of motivation than we do. Okay, marketing, foundation. I think what we want to find a way to do here today is balance technology, and I know that we are bombarded there's an overwhelming amount of new technology every day. I understand that. But I think we have to balance in our marketing, in growing our business, the new technology, and I'm all in, with the ability to also utilize relationship-based marketing. The old traditional talking to people and answering your phone and getting excited about what you do and meeting people. See, I think there has to be the balance. I'm noticing that technology, it can be a blessing or it can be a curse. And for some, because of so much technology today in our business, by the way, many people have lost their verbal skills. They don't have to talk to anybody. It's all technical and this thing and that thing. So I think we got to find a way to balance those. I'm going to give you a couple of ideas for each. And then we have to utilize all mediums to capture the curiosity and the attention of today's buyer. Now, I already said competition is fierce. There used to be one home listed in that subdivision. Now there's five on every street. So first of all, just capturing the attention of today's buyer, I think, is paramount. And we've got to do that using every means that we can. The what they call the Nexter generation, the X and Y generation, we'll capture their attention differently in our marketing than we do baby boomers. They respond differently. So we have to alter or at least offer all different ways to capture their attention. I'm gonna address those. So, I'm very sure, as you are, that north of 80 or 85% of all home searches begin on the Internet. I got it. That's not a new aha. But here's where I'm trying to take this. There is a gap between a buyer today, a prospect, a potential buyer, sitting at a computer, looking at virtual tours, looking at 5,000 homes. There's a gap between that and actually contacting an agent to go look at a property. So that's the gap that we've got to fill today. I think the gap goes Internet, and again, if those numbers are correct, that's we can't ignore. 80-85% of all home searches begin on the Internet, so that's a big piece. But now, I've found that the next step that the buyer takes is driving the neighborhood. You see, it goes back to the old days. They're going to go drive the neighborhood once they look at all these homes. So that's the piece where we've got to find ways to capture their attention using our marketing and our campaigns once they start to drive neighborhoods. So I guess there's the balance. It's balancing getting the website traffic, but then also getting the traffic that's driving neighborhoods, and we do that through our marketing. Now, I'm going to focus here on my for sale by owner crusher system, and I want you to listen to this in a couple of different ways. The marketing that we are providing the for sale by owner can be the exact same marketing that a realtor can use with either their existing listings, or if you're trying to obtain a listing, some of the systems I'm going to offer up here can definitely be used I believe that whether you're helping a for sale by owner or a realtor with a particular seller, you're really the director of marketing. That's kind of what we got to do today. With all this inventory, we've got to really find a way to out-market the rest of the competition. So I'll be talking about the for sale by owner, but listen for the ideas in our marketing that you'll be able to produce if you're listening as a realtor with your particular listing. So I first of all like the my crusher system for sale by owners. It really attacks what I believe to be the lowest hanging fruit. I mean, here's somebody that has their hand in the air that has made a statement loud and clear, I want to move. Now, I don't know if he's going to be able to sell his house. I have no idea. But at least we have a candidate there. Now, in our co-prospecting strategy, and when I say co-prospecting, my systems, because of the mortgage and real estate companies I've owned, we've always done co-prospecting, loan officer, realtor. So with this particular strategy, our first contact is the lender, only because the loan officer isn't a threat. I'm not going to go into our whole system. If you're really going to lean in on the for sale by owner approach, there's a podcast on my website you can listen to, but I want to give you the foundation here. I want the purpose here is to turn that for sale by owner into a buyer lead machine, a factory, until they either sell their home or they list with another agent, and however long that takes. Now, that's not exactly the way I would put it and present it to the for sale by owner. I have a marketing system off the shelf that I'd be happy to let you utilize to help you sell your home. But for us on this call today, the reason I would even approach the for sale by owner, for me, I don't care. No, I shouldn't say. I hope he does sell. If there's more inventory we have to absorb. But really, I'm looking to create a buyer lead machine. For my realtor and myself, we got to build our pipeline. So that's the overall reason that I'm even approaching this. So the loan officer, what I'm offering is marketing support. Now, the marketing support that I'm going to give the for sale by owner, the realtor can give to their seller with these exact same tools, but I think you'll be able to see. These are going to be a combination of technical technology, automated systems, low maintenance, sort of passive marketing that when they're set up, begin to create what I call, again, reverse prospecting, people contacting us. I think today's buyer that is driving neighborhoods is looking for instant information. We're in the age of people want instant information. They want to be interactive in so many ways without speaking to anybody. That's interesting, isn't it? They want to be the instant information. They want it to be in an interactive format, but they don't want to talk to anybody. I think that's interesting. Well, that's how I've designed a lot of our marketing to let them have the best of both worlds. So here's the examples of the marketing systems that we're putting into place for the for sale by owner or for your realtor partner with the listings that they have. My loan officers today that I'm coaching, we don't go to real estate agents and say, hey, ditch your lender you've been using and use me because I'm better. We go after listing agents, which is a little different take, and I'm not going to go into it. But for me, if I do believe in what I said, we've got to absorb inventory. We've got to help our realtor partners with their listings. So these are the kinds of the marketing that we're presenting to not only the FSBO, but to our realtor partners, and that they can obviously share with the seller. All right. Well, I'm going to start with the easiest, and we'll build on that. But you'll see that we're going to attack every medium along the way, and every age group and generation. So we're going to start with, first of all, pre-approving the seller. Now, there's a reason for this. When I say seller, that would either be the seller on my realtor's listing, or it would be the for sale by owner. We got to get you pre-approved for your next purchase. And I've had just recently a for sale, well, why do I need to get pre-approved in my next purchase? I haven't even sold this place yet. Well, there's a reason. There's got to be a story for that. Every realtor has to tell your seller, the first thing we need to do is get you pre-approved for your next purchase. And a couple of things happen once that transpires. I've noticed that once my seller becomes pre-approved, often they're actually pre-approved for more than they thought they would be able to be pre-approved for. They're able to actually maybe take less for their house based on they're able to get more house on the other end. I've noticed that motivation goes up. I don't know. They know what they're pre-approved for. They start driving neighborhoods. See, anything that you can do to enhance their emotion. So motivation goes up. I've found that one thing also goes down, price. The more motivated we can get people, the more apt they are to want to do whatever it is to get their home sold. So I think there's a real reason for that. We could go on and on. Loyalty is another reason. Once I, as a loan officer, get my realtor's seller pre-approved, there's almost a loyalty factor that the realtor will be representing that seller on their upsale, and I'll be doing the loan. So anyway, I just want to get in there first. Motivation, and it also opens up the story about loss of equity. In a lot of the areas, and I can see where you're calling in from today, it's been difficult. There's areas of negative equity, lost equity, people that thought they were going to make X amount on their home and now they're selling and they still expect to make that, but they know they're not. So we have to really show the seller today or the for sale by owner the opportunity that will be afforded them once their home sells, because now they become what? A buyer in the best buyer's market in decades. So we're showing sellers every day how, you might not make as much as you thought you were going to make on that home when you sold it, but think about what you're going to be able to make up as a buyer on the other end. Okay, so number one, get the seller pre-approved. And I think that you can probably come up with some other ideas on how that can be beneficial to you as the realtor and the loan officer. All right, number two marketing strategy, next medium, is a flyer box. Now, I know some of you, I was the first one to put all my flyer boxes on eBay. I said, I'll never use flyer boxes again. I'm done with it. I can't follow up with people. I was the first one to start using, what was that called, talking houses. Does anybody remember that, where somebody could pull up in their car and put this little station in and listen right on the radio and all this sort of thing? And anyway, but let me tell you how we're using flyer boxes today with our for sale by owners, regular listings, and our builders. And we're doing it by only presenting on the flyer. It's our payment flyer, number one. I don't want to tell them how much the house is. I want to give them a very little information. But what we focus on is own this home for as little as $814 per month, or whatever that payment might be. There's no bait and switch. It's real. It's got the asterisk there. It's only PI, but at the bottom of the flyer, it does give all the compliance, APR, FA, whatever it is. But the key is we want to gain curiosity by payment. And we very seldom can gain this level of curiosity by showing three bedrooms, two bathrooms, nice patio, $249.5, $569.8, whatever it is. We can't get them on the price like we can on payment. Payment is emotional. Now, a couple of other reasons why we would do this. There are some people that want to go by and sneak a little flyer out at midnight, okay? Well, I'm not going to X those people out anymore. The little flyer box is rather unobtrusive. It's not that big of a deal. I want every for sale by owner and every single listing that my realtor partner has to have our little flyer box. But again, my flyer, the kind that we promote together. It's got the realtor co-branded with the loan officer, a little bit about the house, and the payment. We're finding that we get people, this is kind of interesting, they weren't interested in the house, but they were interested in the payment. See, back to co-prospecting. I don't care if they call the realtor, they call the loan officer. See, we're a team. Doesn't matter who they call. I got two chances now instead of one. That's all. So the payment flyer has to have a story. The other thing that it does present to you is the possibility of the seller or the FSBO to look at that payment and go, wait a minute, what do you mean $844 a month? I'm paying $1,100. How can somebody buy my – it opens another conversation up. How does that work? Well, what about the house we're thinking about buying? How do we get a payment? Anyway, so I think that it has enough possibilities with that to make that worthwhile to get that flyer box out in front of the property. All right, so now we've got that medium. We're going to get the little people that like to go by and sneak flyers out. The next medium we're using is call capture technology. Now, this isn't new. 15 years, I spent more money on call capture probably than anybody. I've used every vendor. So it's not a new concept. We've just tweaked it, and I'm going to give you some ways that we're using it now like we've never had results with it in the past. First of all, for the loan officers, I really like HotlineAmerica.com. And again, I'm not only promoting them because they have the best system I've seen for loan officers, the best. Now, for realtors on the call, it's buyeracquire.com. Now, buyeracquire is better for the realtors and for a number of reasons. And the biggest is I'm cheap, and it doesn't have any minute charges. So I like it when I don't have to pay by minute, and it's an 800 number. Also, there's no extensions. There's 1-800 number. If you have 27 listings, you have one number. It's all MLS integrated, and anyway, so I like the vendor. Now, where we've really tweaked the system, and remember, why am I using call capture? I need another medium. There are certain people that would rather pick up and call a free recorded message, an 800 number. Well, I have to use that medium now. And that's just a sign writer. That's also very unobtrusive. But one of the things that we're learning and really having better luck than we've ever had in the past with call capture is the way that we respond. And I know as soon as somebody calls, you capture their phone number. You can call them right back. You can follow up. I get all that. But some people are mad. You ever notice you call them back? They go, I didn't call on that house. Well, yeah, you called 2 minutes ago anyway. So we're doing a lot more texting back. And the texting back, and why not? I've got their phone number. See, when we text back, again, it's unobtrusive. We're just texting back. The message is pretty simple. If you'd like to see pictures of the inside of the home, you're going to love this granite in the kitchen and this huge wall fireplace in the family room. I'd be happy to send you pictures. Just send me your email address. See, it's much easier than... Hey, whether it's a realtor, hey, meet me at the house. I'd love to show you the inside. Or it's just easier, too. If you'd like to see pictures of the inside, we'd be happy to send them to you. Now, what you and I both know is to get those pictures, I need to get their email address. So now it's opting in. It's an opt-in permission-based email address. And we're sending, you don't have to send them a virtual tour. You can just send them a few of those pictures. But now you've already made two. You've made really... two types of contacts with them. They've heard your voice on the call capture message. They've had a little bantering back and forth with the text. And now for the realtors that are really want to get out of their comfort zone, not really out of your comfort zone, this is also to even enhance this particular strategy. When they send the pictures, email them back to the prospect with their email address. They also include a video message on the email. Very simple. I'm going to give you a couple of vendors we're using. But now think about what happens. They said, yes, send me a couple of pictures. You email them back the pictures, but what they get is a video email of you. Just saying, hi, this is Bill. It was great talking to chatting a few minutes ago. Right below, you will see a link there. Just click there, and I've got a few pictures of that home. And I'd be more than happy to set up a private showing for you if that's interesting to you. And once again, thank you. That's all it has to say. But there's something that happens when someone has this, I don't know, it's like they met you differently. Once they see you and you're all good people, and there's a relationship that starts with that video of you, and it's just attached right to your email. It's free. You can do it for free. And why not? Think about it. What if you sent all your emails out with a video on them? That wouldn't be too cool. It wouldn't be bad. We started adding audio to the email. But what happened once we turned it into video, so now we're still talking about call capture, but we're really upgrading it. Text backing, text pictures, use a video email when you send them the picture. Even the writers we've changed a bit. We use writers that say 24/7 recorded message. One of the new ones we're using says 24/7 recorded audio tour. Which really isn't that all it is? Call capture is nothing more than a talking ad. It's a talking ad. When we talk to the for sale by owner or your listing seller, it's putting into place a talking ad using technology. And, you know, if you're going to talk about this particular strategy to a FSBO or to a new listing prospect, you have to demonstrate it. You don't tell them, hey, I use call capture, you know, technology. You show them how it works. You know, have one set up and have the prospect or the client call the number and see how their number shows up. Anyway, it's something that you would actually demonstrate. All right, so let's leave that. So now we've got two mediums. I've got the flyer box. I've got a little motivation going from the seller. I've got the call capture in place. and the next thing I want to talk about is the QR codes. QR, quick response. Quick response codes. I'll give you my take on them right off the bat, because all of a sudden they seem to be everywhere. Best Buy, you know, the realtors or the ads we're using. So I have a feeling that personally that it might be a fad, and for a couple of reasons. It might be the idea or the marketing idea of the day, at least in our business. Now for retail, like a Best Buy where they have it next to their computers or phones or what have you, I can see that it demonstrates some things that would be important for them. But for you and me, I'm not really sure. First of all, we do have them on our listings. They're about half the size of an 8.5 by 11. It's laminated, and all it says is scan here. So first of all, why I'm not that sold on them is, first, people have to, first of all, know what it is. Now, those people in the right age group that know what they are, they do. But there's other people that look at it and are like, what is that? That thing you stare at it and it turns into a duck? Or, I mean, they don't even know what it is. So I have that to overcome. If they do know what it is, they have to have their phone just right, about 5 feet at the most. So they've got to get out of their car in most cases. They have to have the app on their phone to be able to scan the barcode. They have to have the right kind of phone. So, and then I guess the biggest thing is I can't follow up. You know, if somebody went by my listing today or my for sale by owner and clicked on that QR code 50 times, I'd get 50 emails, but I would have no idea of who they were. So having said that, though, I really like QR codes in the way that we're using them, okay? I use the vendor called oneqrcode.com, oneqrcode.com. The reason is I only need one QR code for every property that I have. If I'm dealing with 10 for sale by owners, I only need one QR code. If I had 50 listings, I don't need a QR code for every listing, okay? Just one. As a realtor or a loan officer, if somebody does scan the QR code on one of your properties, you want them to stay there longer. So when they use one QR code, up pops all your listings. They just scroll down to, oh, there's the one I'm looking at, click, and then whatever you wanted them to see is there. So I like the one QR code. But here's the feature that is the tiebreaker for me, because still I can't follow up unless I really said something on whatever the code was. Because remember, the QR code could be anything. It could be a video. It could be a flyer on the property. It could be anything that you want it to be. It could be a landing page. It could be anything. So, but the thing that I do like about it is it comes with a text feature. See, it not only does it have on our sign, it says scan here. For those that want to, you know, be high tech, they can scan. But it also says or text 89994 real one for information and pricing. We get almost 70% more people that will text the information. Text for information. Now, by the way, as soon as they do that, what do we get? We get the ability to follow up. I have their phone number now. So so with that in mind, I like the QR code because of the fact we're using it in so many different ways. That's just on a for sale by owner or on one of my realtor's listings, okay? We've got the text. So now I've got QR codes for the high-tech people that want to do that. I've got call capture technology for people that want to call a recorded message. I've got the flyer box going. I have a text. And again, that's just a writer. So it doesn't make the front lawn look like a it doesn't look like a flea market with all these signs. It's just still got the for sale sign with two writers. And the flyer box is there also for that group. But now let's kick this up one notch. What else could I use that QR code for other than offering it to my for sale by owner, which will be a lay down? I mean, he will have no idea. He's like, the marketing that we've already talked about that you could offer a for sale by owner, are you kidding me? We're not even talking about individual websites yet, property websites or anything else. So now, and by the way, the scan app that I like the best, there's lots, they're all free. If you want QR code scan app, there's millions of them. But I like QR code dot, KAYWA.com, only because, I don't know, it seems to be one of the better ones, that's all. So that's if you don't have the scan app on your phone. But now think about this. Most of you, I'm going to have to say all of you on the call today, use a business card to promote yourself. But most of you only use one side of it. You pay for both sides. Why not use the other side? And people, I say, well, what can you put back there? I like referrals. Yeah, that's good. We all love referrals. But why don't you put something back there that's a little more curious? Maybe it's got a little bit more muscle. How about a QR code? What if you just, because remember, you could make a QR code anything. What if on the back of your business card it had the little QR code? And I'm telling you, everywhere you leave your card, these things are like a magnet. I don't know what it is. People just scan them. It's free. They go, oh, I wonder what that is. So what do you want to put on the back of your card? To advertise, to promote yourself. Hey, how about a testimonial? That wouldn't be bad, right? Well, how about a little testimonial from somebody? How about a message from you? Hey, what about a video? Somebody scans the back of your card, and what they get on their phone is a picture of you going, hi, gotcha. How's it going? By the way, I'm one of the best realtors in the area. I don't know what you want to say, but the key is think about how you could attend. It's free. Again, taking that QR code and putting it, paste it onto a label, put it on your business card. How about the QR code on your payment flyer? Hey, what the heck? Why not? What would you put there? I don't know. What do you want to put there? Do you want to have more information on financing? Would you like to have a message from yourself? So again, I think you can even look at the payment flyer. The video that we're using is either iJot, EYEJOT, that's free, iJot. I've got another one that we're using. These are all no geek required. These are like low-tech, easy, done in seconds. A screencast that I like is called screener.com, screen and then r.com. You can, within just minutes, you could sit down, do a little, hey, thanks for taking a flyer out of the flyer box, by the way. If you're interested in that payment, hey, give me a shout. I've got a list of another 15 homes in the area that would qualify for that same payment. I don't know, but you see, you have that opportunity. How about the QR code on your email signature? Why not? What do you want to say there? Do you get it? We have just a landing page. I'm coaching a realtor today that is using the QR code in his strategy for expired listings. Think about that one. Expired listings. See, his letter is a little bit different than the letter that the other expired listing letters that go out. How about your FSBO? What if you sent him a little letter about your marketing system? You'd love to share some of that with him. There's no charge, blah, 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 and you've got a little QR code on there. So I just think you've got to move it up. And again, this really is aiming towards mainly that Generation X and Y, that whole group. But you see, we have another. Hey, how about your Craigslist ads? I mean, let's face it. What if any one of your ads that you're using, any advertisement, I don't care, your home magazine, your ads on eBay classifieds, Craigslist, Backpage, why not put a QR code there? of what? About a property flyer, a payment flyer. So use that. And by the way, take a look at ebayclassifieds.com. I think it's just another, I know there's Backpage, Craigslist, there's probably 20 or 25 free internet website advertising sites we're using. I kind of like ebayclassifieds.com. Craigslist is okay as well. But again, if you're going to use those, if you're advertising, why not put a QR code there? If you look under Craigslist, homes for sale, there's thousands of virtual tours. How many QR codes are there? Very few. I can get people just to scan on my little QR code reading the Craigslist ad. So take a look at that. And for our realtor partners, there could be a little bit of fluff here, but it definitely is something on a listing appointment that might blow away someone else if this is a listing you're really looking at. Last thing, not last, but with the mediums we're using, the other medium we're also using now is buyer incentives, but we're getting very creative. I want you to get creative with your buyer incentives. It's a buyer's market. When the seller says, how come I have to offer buyer incentives to buy my home? Because you want to sell your home, okay? There's five on your street. Yours has to be a little bit more, at least it has to stand out. You know, seller paying 6% of the buyer's closing costs. I mean, that's 1990. We've been doing that forever. But you see, I like the concept. You see, if 6% seller concessions is still allowed, it's just math. I just have to figure out what that number would be and then see how creative we can get in offering it as a buyer incentive. And one of those ways we're doing is offering on our listing or this for sale by owner, no payments for 3 months, let's say. I want you to dream this up a little bit, but no payments for 3 months. I mean, that's not going to be anywhere near 6% seller concessions, but you see, that's all it is. It's just on the HUD as a credit. But really, when you think about it, it might even actually be like 5 months, no payments, you know, if they actually took that money, set it aside, or put it in a little separate escrow to make their payment every month. Most people will just take the credit and go buy a big screen TV, but I'm talking about marketing. So I want you to think about it, just math. Seller says, why should I pay 4 months of their payments? I still go back to we're in the best buyer market in decades because you want to sell your house. We have to position your home so it stands out from all the others on in the area. So I like the buyer incentives, but that just becomes another marketing tool. And it becomes another conversation that maybe somebody else has left out. So take a look at that. Last thing that I said I would cover is the opportunity for filling the room up today with educational seminars. And I really believe this deeply. Because of so much confusion and opportunity in the market, I think this is could be a great lane, okay, for someone. I just think you have to be very market sensitive in the topic you select. It starts with that. And I think I've already given you the two topics I would choose today. The two that we're doing every month is a first-time homebuyer class. That's number one. We remember entry level. And we're doing an investor making a fortune in the down real estate market. That's our two seminars. Now, so the next step is enrollment. You know, how do you get what we call it butts in the seats? You know, how do you get people to actually attend? You could have a great seminar, but if nobody shows up, who cares? So it goes select the topic that you're most passionate about. Now we have to figure out enrollment, and we do that through guest speakers. That's your little clue for the day. We can enroll seminars, but we can enroll guest speakers, and through the guest speakers and them inviting their database of clients, we found that we can fill seminars up. Utilizing guest speakers. See, the guest speaker is someone that would like to talk to the audience that we would. Insurance agent, CPA, financial planner, our realtor partner. Everybody is a guest speaker as long as they invite their clients. See, I didn't ask them for their database. They're just going to invite their clients to come to the Fortune in a Down Real Estate Market Seminar. You know how many people are backing out of their 401ks today to buy to invest in real estate? This is not only one of the best buyers markets in years, this is one of the best investor markets I've seen in more than probably a couple more decades. This is amazing what's available today. The return that people are getting in the stock market, their 401ks and their mutual funds versus what they could get in the real estate market, ooh, it's not even funny. But it's education. Four or five years ago, we were teaching in that same class how to buy and flip homes. Today, we're teaching them how to buy and hold homes. It's just a different type of a seminar. But so now I got the right topic. I've got guest speakers. They've invited people. You know, you could start with your personal database. What if you invited everybody using a video email? Oh, come on, give me a break. iJot, Screener, EasyWebVideo.com. Just sending a video email to your own past clients, people that you know, that know you, you know, at least an audio email. But just that alone, you could actually share that with your guest speakers. Say, hey, I have a little system. If you're going to invite your clients, why don't you send them a little video inviting them versus a letter that they may not open. So we have that ability. We've got the ability to use Craigslist again and e-classified ads. How? By using text marketing. Homebuyer class this Saturday, next Thursday, 6:30, and you put in, and for more information, text blah, 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 blah. Of course, you could also put your QR code there, couldn't you, for the class. QR code, and all I could have is a flyer on the class again. So I think that it begins with, I think we have the topic. If you're thinking, yeah, but what about content? You know, getting, you know, I already know an insurance agent, and he could invite all of the people he sells renter's policies to get them to come. But, you know, what about the content? If you're actually going to do this, anybody, given that you're a special client now of Security National, just let me know. Email me. I'll give you my outline. It's very simple. The content part is the easy part. We fill the room with pictures of properties. That was one of the absolute turning points in making our seminar marketing and our educational marketing strategies work, and that was actually showing people the types of homes that are available for first-time homebuyers. Investors, these are the type of homes that are on the market today. We had on the wall, it would say homes for zero down, homes $800 a month or less, homes under $1,000 a month. I mean, just again, it's that emotion. Something shifts when somebody can actually see something, rather than thinking, yeah, this sounds great, but, you know, what kind of a house is this going to be, like a tear-down, distressed property? So I think that that really changes it also. So topic number one, enrollment, guest speakers number two, marketing, personal database, all your Craigslist, QR codes, audio, video, emailing, just to invite people. You could stick up a flyer at the grocery store with a QR code on it. That's it. Near where you're having the seminar. Just, you know, little bulletin boards where they got cars for sale and stuff. Stick your QR code there. Make it an 8.5 by 11. Laminate it. And watch how many people click on that. So I think you just got to get a little bit outside of some of the things that we've tried in the past as far as enrollment versus, oh, I've never had any luck with a first-time homebuyer seminar. Well, maybe not the way we've marketed them in the past, but I still think it's still viable, and it's a great niche today. Those two niches are at the top of my list. Number three is the for sale by owner. So that gives you that. All right, summary. Start on time, end on time. That's my commitment. So I've got about 30 seconds. Here's what I want you to do. If you got a nugget today, you got to kick it into action now. Close that gap between, and not everything, maybe you just go oneqrcode.com and you kind of look at that, but you've got to take one nugget and actually turn it into action for yourself, and I think that that will start the momentum. Remember, it's not just about a bunch of ideas. It's looking, if you're a realtor on the call, what could I do to enhance the marketing on my current listings? What could I do to increase my presentation in obtaining listings? How do I work with my loan officer and absolutely go after this foreclosure crush system? And I think that will lend itself to make this call in the time that you set aside beneficial for you. Today's session is going to be, I'll post it on my website so you can, if you wanted to, you could listen to it again. If you're a loan officer, maybe it's something that you want to have one of your realtor partners listen to so you can have a business meeting about some of the marketing that we're talking about in the systems. It'll be on there, I would say, by Monday, if not over the weekend, and it's just on BillSparkmanTheCoach.com. It'll be right on my homepage, free, nothing, just click and listen to do that. I want to end with thanking Security National Mortgage again for sponsoring, stepping up, and doing their part in helping all of us keep our sanity in the business today, and the only way to do that is growing a pipeline and growing our business. So one way you can say thanks to them is Keep utilizing them as your lender of choice. I will look forward to our next session in the series. And until then, this is the coach. Everybody, keep winning. Make it an amazing weekend for yourself. Bye-bye.